Well, this morning we have a guest joining us here by phone, as we do each year about this time. Jack Baird is with us this morning. Jack and his family provide a lot of joy every year to folks down around the Elliott area with their big Christmas light display. Jack, how are you this morning?
Oh, I'm pretty good for an old man.
Very good. Well, I tell you what, you've had some great weather for putting up Christmas decorations this year, haven't you?
Yes, great weather to do about anything, I think. We've changed it around quite a little this year. We've added some new things. In fact, we're still waiting on items to be delivered. They seem to be able to take your money, but sometimes they're awful slow getting it sent to you. And since this stuff, most of the way we buy has to come from way off some other part of the country. But this year we did manage to get a horse and a carriage, and we think it's pretty cute. It's not a little miniature thing. It's 14 feet long altogether. Wheels turn on. It's all done electronically. But at night, it's really cute. And we have a helicopter on the hill we put out late last year because we couldn't get delivery on time. We had little problems with it, so we're trying to correct those, put it back out there. And we've added a lot of small items. I can't even think of all of them. And we decided to do an old tractor again, which my wife says she'll never do another one of them after this. We're waiting on an airplane that's supposed to be coming, but it don't seem to be coming. So I guess we've tried to add things. We've rearranged it quite a bit. So people think they're seeing something different this year.
Yeah, they will
be seeing something different, too.
Sure. Yeah, Jack, I know you're kind of always coming with ideas and things. Is it a full family thing? Do you all kind of look for ideas through the year?
Yeah, Sandy started working on it right after the 1st of October. And as soon as we got in harvest, we worked on it. Anytime we had a little, after that, we all worked on it. My son Chris really does a lot of it this year. He does more than anybody other than Sandy. And my son-in-law, Scott, helped us a lot. My other son, Kirk, helped us some. Some of these bigger items are kind of heavy, and when you have to take something down that's 16 or 17 feet tall and put it back up, you have to have a little equipment, which I'll admit we got a boom truck and another lift that we can move this stuff around with. I don't like climbing anymore since I'm right at 89 years old. I kind of stay on the ground and don't look anymore. But it's a total family affair. Like I said, Scott helped us a lot this year, and it takes a lot of people. Some of the people don't realize the time when we put in the evenings and stuff, repairing this thing to keep things running. They don't seem to want to work a lot of times you put them out, especially where some sort of a groundhog or something comes along, chews the cords into that, makes life more convenient for us, too.
Yeah.
It's constant repair on them.
Well, and that's why I wondered if folks understand it's not just putting up all these lights for several weeks and displays and things before you open it up, but it's got to be constantly checked and monitored, right?
Oh, my goodness, yes. We walk around or drive around it or something with a four-wheeler all the time at night. We try to make sure everything works. One problem we have, like last night, we tried to turn the lights on, a few of them, so we could check them. Well, then the cars start going by, and, you only got a few of them on, and they don't really see anything. So they just don't much use coming till the night we'll start turning them on. That would be Saturday night. But it takes it. Like, I got a list here, five things I got to do this morning. What we did turn on, some of them had a short or something in them. We got to find that, straighten that little problem out. It's a constant maintenance on them.
Yeah.
We got a regular little Christmas workshop that we do our repair in. Sandy repairs a lot of this stuff, like stars and different things that you see, snowflakes. She's getting pretty proficient at them. I think she can build them now, but some of them she did build this year. We stripped all the old stuff off and put our ideas on. We thought it was better after we put our stuff on.
Yeah, wow.
We order, rope light 500 feet in a roll, It don't take long to go through one of them.
No, no, it doesn't. It doesn't at all. It takes a lot of extension cords and things to make all this work.
I guess it's something to do for a hobby.
Yeah.
We don't have any other boats or nothing, so put our time in on that.
Yeah.
But
has it been any tougher this year, Jack, with COVID-19, like with deliveries and things? Have you noticed that things have been a little slower?
That's the problem. We got this one item, we've invested quite a little money in it, and it never showed up, and never showed up. We ordered it clear back in October. So we called them up, and they kind of gave us a little bit of run around. And so pretty soon they sent an email and said they may not get them delivered by Christmas. So we called them right back up and asked them, you know, hey, you took our money. How about getting this delivered? So now they say they'll get it delivered a little while before Christmas. So I guess we'll see. But, yeah, it's a nonstop problem.
Yeah. Well,
and I wanted to point out one thing. Now, people can drive by. They don't have to get out of their car. They can have take pictures through their out of the window, of course. So they won't have any crevasse problems, I hope, around here.
Yeah, well, they won't be gathering necessarily, hopefully in family units in their cars, doing things safely. I guess that's the nice thing about this, too. In a year when we've had so many restrictions placed on us because of the pandemic, this is something that families can still go enjoy.
Oh, I think so. I surely haven't got any restrictions on how many can drive by. I haven't heard about it anyway. I'm sure somebody would be telling me if there was, but no, there won't be any restrictions on it. We just hope everybody enjoys looking at it. We kind of enjoy it after we get it going, but some days we get out of bad humor time and get done with something we're working on.
Yeah.
You know, little tiny wires are not any fun sometimes to figure out which one goes where.
Oh, I think we've all been down that road with Christmas lights. When one goes out, they all go out, and we can't figure out where that one is.
It's really sort of aggravating when they do that, but that's okay. That's just part of it.
Well, especially when you put up as many as you do.
Yeah, I don't even have any idea how many we put up. I mean, we don't even pay attention anymore. But most generally, they work. We have companies we buy from that are a little bit better than others and on their products, so we sort of gravitate toward them. Some of them are maybe a little more expensive, but that's okay. I'd rather pay a little more and have it work than to pay a little less and get a cheap product.
Yeah. Absolutely. Well, you mentioned this Saturday, December 12th, is when the lights will go on in full measure for the first time. Can you tell folks
what the
schedule will be?
Pardon?
Can you tell folks what the schedule will be this season?
Yeah, we're going to turn them on dark, and they'll go off at 10 p.m., and these things are pretty much on timers anymore. So they go off, that's the way I'll put it. When they go off, they go off. And we're going to run them from Saturday night through New Year's night, and they'll be the same hours all night.
Okay.
We used to try to change it around a little bit, but it gets kind of complicated, resetting timers and everything. So we just leave them all one time.
Sure. So probably a good 3 weeks. Folks will get about 3 weeks worth of enjoyment out of this then.
That's about right.
Yeah, very good. All right. Well, now you mentioned some of the things that you're doing. Are there a couple of things that you might want to mention to folks that they should look for when they come down that you really enjoy this year?
Oh, I enjoy that horse and the carriage about as much as anything. I like the helicopter when it works, but I enjoy the combine. I think it's really kind of neat. It's an old combine that we have decorated, and we think it's really cute. Now we got oodles of new things, of small things. I can't even name them all over here that we changed around and added to, and some of them we forgot we had, so we got decided maybe it's a good time to use them.
Very good.
We've added quite a little to it. I think people will be surprised how much we've added.
You bet.
And if you want some directions how to get here, why, about 4 miles west of Elliott. And then you take H-12 straight west there to where it hits 48. And you go 3 miles west, turn south, and a mile and a half. You're not going to miss them.
Okay, very good. And you'll probably see the glow of the lights in the distance anyway in the line of cars that are starting up.
Oh, yeah, a lot of, you can see them for miles.
Yeah. Do you see more cars?
Right.
Do you know, have you noticed over the years, Jack, when the weather is nice like it has been, do you see more activity, more cars?
Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah, when it gets, we have to, once in a while we have to cancel them because of, like it's a blizzard or ice storm or something like that, or extreme lightning or some real strange weather, we just don't turn them on. We usually call your radio stations and tell them we're going, if we have to cancel them.
Sure.
But that don't happen very often.
Nope, and hopefully it won't happen this year, and folks will get a chance to enjoy those again. Well, I tell you, I want to thank you and your family very much for all of the effort that's put in, and if folks would like to make donations, will the box be out again?
Oh, yeah, it'll be there. If they want to donate, that's fine. If they don't, that's fine, too. It's, you know, we're not obligated to do nothing like that, but we put every penny of it back into these lights, so that's where it goes.
All right. Well, great. Well, we hope folks get a lot of enjoyment out of again this year. And again, thank you so much to you and your family for all the hard work. We appreciate what you do to make Christmas brighter for everyone.
Okay. Take care of yourself.